15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The upcoming release of a new smartphone is an example of a trend in smartphone technology. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There was a time when smartphone fanatics might have been counting the days for something like this, but when the new Galaxy Note 9 is released on August 24th, while it will be faster and will last longer without a recharge, there aren't really many new earth-shattering features. Still, it's going to cost $1,000. The minor improvements reflect a smartphone industry that analysts say has largely pushed the limits on hardware. Major changes now tend to come every few years rather than annually. And this is not the year for anything revolutionary when it comes to the Galaxy Note. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, word out of Detroit is that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. That's at least according to what a family representative told a local TV station. The family is asking for everyone's thoughts and prayers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The Broward County, Florida Police Benevolent Association is calling on its union members as well as South Florida police officers to boycott Miami Dolphins games. Rod Skirwin is the Broward County, Florida Police Benevolent Association vice president. He understands the players have a right to protest.
We clearly support people's rights to peacefully protest in America, but we just feel this is the wrong place, wrong time to do that. You know, it brings a great pain to a lot of veterans, a lot of police officers.
Skirvin said it's a shame the way some people treat the police.
I think it's a shame that the police officers of this country are so disrespected by our politicians and our leaders. The police officers are, and law enforcement are laying down their lives on a daily basis. Almost 100 law enforcement officers have lost their lives already this year. In the line of duty, that number grows every day, and there should be some respect for that. Clearly, law enforcement officers are coaches, are mentors, are involved in our communities all over this country to help make things better, and I think they should be acknowledged for doing so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and as of yet, the Miami Dolphins have yet to respond to some of the criticisms they've been receiving. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We're in the studio live. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkel, for our weekly broadcast of Hot and Hotter In. Today is August 13th. And on this hour, we're going to be continuing to talk about our discussion from last week about youth and violence and some of the crime numbers and gang-related stories that have been popping up in the past week. So we have that going on. And hopefully you'll stay with us. You can always feel free to call in at 908-237-0410, and we'll put you live on the air. In the meantime, we're going to do a short break, and we'll be right back with the weather. This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics. All right, so I want to take the weather very seriously today. Now, we do normally put a lot of emphasis on our weather, but after this weekend with the flash flooding and all of the crazy things that went on, I'm going to post some pictures during this hour. I wanted to let everyone know that we do have a hazardous weather outlook and a flash flood that's in effect today, and that's going through midnight, it looks like. So obviously our broadcast here is in Flemington, and that's where we have our radio weather station out of. But I want you to know it does include Hunterdon County, but other parts of New Jersey as well. And this ends at midnight, so we're looking at some additional showers and storms
that are going to develop through this evening. It'll be less organized than the prior round of heavy rain that produced the flash flooding earlier this morning and as well as over the weekend. So this should be a slow-moving rain, but it is capable of producing very heavy downpours. And, of course, because of the saturated soils, elevated streams, and ongoing flooding, there can easily be much more additional flooding and certainly localized flash flooding. So just to go over a precautionary or preparedness action, flash flood means that there's the potential for flash flooding, which can be life-threatening. And again, I'm going to post some pictures, but if you saw what happened, rivers and water just came and filled up parking lots, cars, at dealerships in northern New Jersey. You can see them just leaving the parking lot area. So very, very heavy rain can occur over a short period of time. This produces a flash flood. Along with rising floodwaters, it can inundate the roadways and areas of poor drainage. So also streams and creeks could leave their banks flooding nearby property. So if you are in an area and you know that it's prone for flooding, you might want to check where your car is parked, see if you can move it to higher ground. Certainly that's the least of it, property damage, when we're talking the potential for such serious concerns with the flooding. How does the rest of the week look? Well, let's see. We have this flash flood watch, which is in effect until midnight tonight. It also doesn't feel like summer. The high is 79. Tomorrow we have showers likely. It will feel a little more seasonable with a high of 84. We're still looking at some showers Tuesday evening, but then Wednesday we have a sunny day and a hot day, a high of 90. Wednesday night we're looking at a low of 68. And Thursday, mostly sunny and then a chance of showers. So do we have a beach day? It's definitely Wednesday, definitely the time to go to the beach with a high near 90 and mostly sunny conditions. And I would say that is your only day this week, because on Thursday we have a chance of showers after 5 p.m. But it is sunny, so that could be your backup day. And Friday, I would say, is your third day, because that has thunderstorms and a chance of showers throughout the day and significant chance, 40% after 2 p.m. It will be sunny, partly sunny, with a high near 90 on Friday. So that's what we're looking at. I am going to report that both Saturday and Sunday do look like nice sunny days with mostly sunny skies. So we do have to hold on to that. It's a little tough. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, and we're back in the studio here today as we get settled for our broadcast. We at least know that there is a chance of flash flooding through midnight. So again, just to remind everyone, that is a possibility and to definitely be prepared. And if you are in an area that does flood or is prone to flooding, please take every precaution that's possible. Move your items up to higher grounds, including cars. All of those things can help you if you do get some flooding. So we're going to do our quote now, and what else? But we have to do a quote on rain. I can't imagine anything else around here. So I have a quote about rain, and I have a quote about August. So it's not the 1st of August, but this is a quote from Sylvia Plath, a poet who took her life early when she was experiencing some success. And this is what she said. Today is the 1st of August. It is hot, steamy, and wet. It is raining. I am tempted to write a poem, but I remember what it said on one rejection slip. After a heavy rainfall, poems titled Rain pour in from across the nation. So she was unique, but she was not feeling it at that moment. So I think when we do have so many days where there is nothing but sun and rain and flooding and more sun hidden by clouds, and very few beautiful sunny days, we know we're getting toward the wrapping up of our summer season, and hoping that as we look back that we did enough things, had enough beach days. And if not, we still have several weeks where the beach is absolutely beautiful. The water is warm on the Atlantic Ocean. And if you're regretting that you didn't do enough this summer, go. You have two beach days, possibly three, plus the weekend this week. Make it a beach week. Make sure you take advantage of our nice summer sun and weather when we get it, because we don't always get it. And just Sylvia Plath's quote just reminds us that sometimes we can be very unique and special, but not everyone always recognizes it. And that's why it's so important to have that inward confidence and not to allow the outward opinions of others to really impact your own sense of self. So that is our little bit of wisdom today. If we were Lucy from the Peanuts column, you would have to give me 10 cents for that psychiatric evaluation. But bearing that, we're going to do a little music, and then we'll be back here in the studio to talk a little bit more about the violence in our urban areas and gun violence and what we can do about it, how we can impact it. So stay with us. In the studio to talk more about the gun violence that plagued the city of Chicago, and to have a chance to absorb that and talk a little bit about some of the gun violence in New Jersey article, a wonderful in-depth article over the weekend in the Star Ledger about the gang violence and prosecution of and the difficulty in prosecuting people for some gun violent acts and why and when they're prosecuted on the federal level. So to Chicago, just as a reminder what happened in Chicago last weekend. Over the weekend, this prior weekend, certainly not the one that just passed, there were a barrage of weekend attacks. 71 people were shot in Chicago, 12 of them fatally shot. The violence reached a peak early Sunday when 30 people were shot during a three-hour span, including 8 in a single shooting. So a dozen or more people were shot then on Monday. So that was not a holiday weekend on this particular weekend. And the nation all began to look at this and start to have a conversation, as always, about violence and gun violence and shootings in one city to have so many people killed fatally over a weekend. And certainly, you know, shooting numbers tend to have a spike in the summer, but it's not because of the weather that this is occurring. And we wanted to continue the conversation around that and about some of the arguments about urban violence and how that impacts our suburban and rural areas and what we can do, what action and courses of action we can take as a community to try to end the violence. So we will be doing that as soon as we come back from our first commercial break here at Hot and Hunterdon. Stay with us.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon to talk a little bit more and thank everyone for listening so we can explore a little more in depth about the violence that we saw in Chicago 2 weekends ago and the violence that we see that's seeping throughout New Jersey. We have certainly had a lot of violent episodes just recently. We're talking about the Art All Night and some street violence that spilled into a nonprofit's festival showcasing different artists. And that is not, unfortunately, unusual. So back to Chicago and all of the people that have been killed and shot in with gun violence. And that's, I mean, of course, we always look at other types of violence, but we are focused on that a little bit today. There's a very good article written by Joe Allen who is talking about really assessing the response from the shooting that occurred 2 weekends ago and looking at how we're addressing this gun violence and the weekend of gun violence. And it was an interesting article that had a quote that I want to read to everyone. So we're talking about the culture of poverty arguments, specifically in the mayor's address, and what are those real numbers? As many of you know, my background is working with people in poverty, and so we always look at the root causes of poverty and solutions to for our communities, especially when we do have urban areas where there is such a high number of poverty. And as I was reading in the past week, trying to find more information that was current about this gun violence, I came across this quote that was from In These Times, and it was response to similar gun violence in Chicago, but it was from a long time ago, and often reflect on how progress can be an illusion. Things that have happened in the past repeat themselves, and so it's our duty to look at history to see how we can learn from that and what issues are still relevant today that haven't been addressed. And poverty, of course, is one of those, starting with Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty back in 1965. So this quote I wanted to read was written, I'm not going to say what year yet, but it was actually before the Great Recession. So I guess I gave the clue away there. But a historian wrote 6 years ago, over 30% of African Americans in Chicago live in poverty, and more than 20% are out of work. More than 30% of Latinos in Chicago live in poverty. In the face of such obvious facts, one would assume that jobs and anti-poverty strategies would be part of any attempt to curb the violence in these communities. Instead, repression and moralism are deployed as the only responses to what actually is a crisis of racism and poverty. And I wanted to make sure that we had airtime today to talk about that, because those two things continue to happen. We talked about poverty before the Great Depression in these large cities and throughout. And here we are, and it's 2018, and instead of having effective solutions to poverty and to racism, we are given quotes that are high in morality and moralism and repression. So what has really approved? What has really been approved for the statements that we want to make? What leadership do we have that can help us to develop some thinking so that we can help to end the gun violence that is going on? So it is obviously a serious issue that we want to address across our country and figure out what things we can do to try to address this. It says that, according to another report, many African Americans have left the city of Chicago for fear of their own lives and the lives of their children. Some are able to find better jobs outside, but much of it is frustration that the community doesn't care for them. And 200,000 black people have left Chicago since 2000. A reverse great migration is underway in the city of Chicago. And of course, that's very concerning. It's a very, very significant number. And I have to wonder what we're doing about it. What is the community investment in all of this? What are the solutions at hand? How are we addressing such a critical issue that is taking the lives of people every single day? I mean, the statistics of the number of people that were shot in just one weekend, and then if you look over those 5 years, we saw 3 years ago there was such an increase. This is not something that's going away, and if there is a slight decline, as there was last year, that is not the norm when you look at a significant number of years, 5 years or 7 years. So this is really an issue, and it continues to plague our cities, the people in our cities, and our communities. And certainly poverty and racism is something that we always want to address and to discuss and to try to create some solutions and figure out how we can change this so in 10 years someone else isn't talking about this. The article I'm talking about today, I'll post it. It's What is the Matter with Chicago? And it has the historic references to the reports that were done prior to the Depression about poverty and racism. And unfortunately, we're really not much further along when we see that type of violence. And then we look at the population numbers and see how many people have been driven out of Chicago for fear of their very lives and that of their children. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that and some of the crime numbers here in New Jersey. We do have some crime statistics to talk about for certain in our area here in New Jersey. And we often think Hunterdon County is rural and we don't see a lot of shootings here. That doesn't mean that we can't make sure that our defenses are up, that poverty and racism, if they are occurring, that we talk about them, we have discussion, and we have innovative and effective solutions to these things. So that is our topic today. We're going to do a news break, and then we'll be back.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered remarks from Fort Drum, New York. Now, after delivering remarks, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act for the next fiscal year. The president again talked about restoring our military.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before, ever. Because we know that to survive and having that survival of our freedom, it depends upon the might of our military.
FBI agent Peter Strzok, who headed the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation and was briefly a member of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, was fired by the Bureau on Friday. Mr. Strzok was fired by the FBI for his anti-Trump tweets and messages that he sent during the 2016 campaign. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Whee! Oh, you've melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The upcoming release of a new smartphone is an example of a trend in smartphone technology. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There was a time when smartphone fanatics might have been counting the days for something like this, but when the new Galaxy Note 9 is released on August 24th, while it will be faster and will last longer without a recharge, there aren't really many new earth-shattering features. Still, it's going to cost $1,000. The minor improvements reflect a smartphone industry that analysts say has largely pushed the limits on hardware. Major changes now tend to come every few years rather than annually. And this is not the year for anything revolutionary when it comes to the Galaxy Note. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, word out of Detroit is that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. That's at least according to what a family representative told a local TV station. The family is asking for everyone's thoughts and prayers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The Broward County, Florida Police Benevolent Association is calling on its union members as well as South Florida police officers to boycott Miami Dolphins games. Rod Skirwin is the Broward County, Florida Police Benevolent Association vice president. He understands the players have a right to protest.
We clearly support people's rights to peacefully protest in America, but we just feel this is the wrong place, wrong time to do that. You know, it brings a great pain to a lot of veterans, a lot of police officers.
Skirvin said it's a shame the way some people treat the police.
I think it's a shame that the police officers of this country are so disrespected by our politicians and our leaders. The police officers and law enforcement are laying down their lives on a daily basis. Almost 100 law enforcement officers have lost their lives already this year. In the line of duty, that number grows every day, and there should be some respect for that. Law enforcement officers are coaches, our mentors, are involved in our communities all over this country to help make things better, and I think they should be acknowledged for doing so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and as of yet, the Miami Dolphins have yet to respond to some of the criticisms they've been receiving. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the news was a little too quick for us today. We're still trying to post up on our Hot 100 page, catching up with the weather from earlier in our broadcast regarding the flash flooding. And then, of course, I wanted to get the uniform crime report for New Jersey up. So I thought I had a little more time, but we are working on it. And we will be back in the studio in just a moment.
Nothing left inside of me. And maybe you can cry all night, but that'll never change the way that I feel. The snow is really piling up outside. I wish you wouldn't make me leave here.
No!
thank goodness Meatloaf does long enough songs that I can catch up here in the studio with our Facebook feed. So I was able to post the car dealership that was in Passaic County. I believe it was Little Falls, seeing the cars. There's a video on the NJ.com site, but I posted the picture. In the video, you can actually see the cars going down the stream of what was is normally a car dealership, and they just kept going. It was unbelievable and a great reminder of why we really need to listen to those alerts when you get that alert on your phone. I don't know if you allow the alerts, but I know they were going off over the weekend. I didn't know what they were, and they were flash flooding alerts, so take care. Remember, if you can, park your vehicle in a higher ground. If you are parking somewhere that is prone to flooding, you want to take some extra precautions. And if your home or business is prone to some type of flooding, and honestly, this type of storm, you may not know. We're talking about 4 inches of rain, over 4 inches of rain that was reported in less than an hour. I mean, these are just crazy totals, and not a lot can prepare us for that. So that's why we try to have a preparedness mindset over here at Hot and Hunterdon and try to keep things moving as much as we can, because you never know when that next big hurdle is going to come that knocks you on top of the head you just aren't aware of. So that's why we do try to keep a mindset of doing what we can when we can. So those things are posted now, along with the different flash flood alerts. And we're going to continue the rest of our hour to talk more about the gang violence, gun violence, and the number of homicides. So we were talking about Chicago and poverty, how that can be related certainly to some of the many issues that are facing our youth today and our communities, and how poverty and racism are such an issue today that is not being addressed, and how we have to have these conversations to try to continue to improve conditions with solutions that really work. And the only way to do that are through conversations in the community. We often look at elected officials, but I am completely convinced that the way to impact change is to be a change agent yourself, and to try to make changes in the community, make changes of your mindset, have a sense of awareness of what is going on in our community. And we wanted to look at the what's called the Uniform Crime Report numbers for New Jersey. And in New Jersey, I'm looking at July 2017 versus July 2018. So when we look at the number of murders in 2017, we had 34. And in this period, which is a one-month period, in 2018, we had 11 throughout the state. Manslaughter, we had 2 in 2017. And in July 2018, we had 0. So that is a significant decrease, certainly. And when we look at the numbers from June, well, I guess we'll do actually January to July 2017, and then that six-month period for 2018, our numbers are down. So we had 181 murders from January through July of 2017. And at the same period in 2018, we had 140. So that's about a little over a 20% decrease in the number of murders. Now, we also know that this may not end the year with a large crime reduction, although we certainly hope that it does. And when we look at 6 months of reports for manslaughter in 2017, and versus 2018, do we have a decrease? We do, because we had 5 in 2017 and only 2 for this period, same period in 2018. So it does look like a downward trend. And if we look at rape another violent crime. It is certainly less in 2017 from just the month of July. If we looked at 1 month, it's almost one third. There were 121 reported rapes in July of 2017, and there were 57 in 2018. So that is half. And if we look at 6 months, there were 797 rapes that occurred from January through July 2017. And then when we look at January through July of 2018, only, and anyone is too many, but there were 666. So we're looking at about a 16% decrease. So it's encouraging. But often, if we look at numbers and we're encouraged by them, we forget about them, and we cannot forget about it. We can't forget about the number of murders and our violent crime and the number of illegal weapons that were used in different violent outbursts. So the number of assaults, these numbers are really looking good in terms of showing a significant decrease. So let's just look at the year totals. So we are down about 28% in the violent crime numbers compared to last year. Now, can that change? Yes, of course it can. But some things are very, very significant. For example, motor vehicle thefts, the number of autos that were stolen in July of 2017 were 1,009, and the number of autos that were constituted under the motor vehicle theft for July of 2018 is 389. So that's an incredible drop. That is over 60% of a decrease in the number of autos. So be interested to know if authorities can pinpoint exactly what's going on with that. We're going to take a second commercial break, and I will try to post the up-to-date uniform crime reports. I'm not sure if I can because of permission, but I am going to see. If not, I can at least post the link where you can agree to the website information. I do have to get our commercials on, but I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back here at Hunterdon Hannerden talking about the violent crime in New Jersey, and still didn't have enough time to post what I wanted to post. I don't know if I'm in an alternative time zone over here in the studio, or if I'm just slow today. I don't know what's going on, or the commercials are super fast. So I wanted to post the Star Ledger article, which I found to be very insightful yesterday. It was in the Sunday edition. Some of you may know I am old school, and I still get a paper delivered, an actual physical paper. I know people don't even know what that is, but I do. I enjoy that textile thing, I guess. And there was an amazing article that really delved a little bit deeper into some of the gang violence in New Jersey and some of the prosecution of that and the players and how difficult it is for law enforcement to be able to prosecute these cases, and how with street names, it's hard to even identify people, let alone to be able to find someone to testify against them and prosecute them and to get them in jail. And I thought the article did a really, really great job regarding the difficulties that prosecutors face and law enforcement, and how sometimes you do need the federal resources to prosecute some of these cases in federal court that seems to have a larger reach or a different reach that can be a bargaining chip. So there was some pictures also of one of the individuals that was included in the article back from a football play that was I guess like a championship type of catch, you know, mean the yards. I can't exactly say, but it certainly looked like it was amazing. And, you know, you see sometimes talent on the field, and we read about different individuals that have had so many challenges and struggles, and on the field, they're such superstars. And you want to be able to bring that around. But the interesting thing with this article, of course, was that it was someone who, a mayor, was actually the mayor of Newark, the current mayor of Newark, who was a council person at the time, was actually a spokesperson for youth to try to end the violence. And I thought that was interesting to portray this individual as someone who maybe didn't want others to live this life of gang violence in the street and part of the gang family. But then even with the opportunities presented to speak against violence, still ended up sentenced to a crime. And I did think that was something noteworthy that we wanted to discuss a little bit more. So I'm going to find that article. Obviously, I'm slow today. And I'll post that right now, and we'll finish up when we come back with our concluding thoughts about poverty and gang violence and guns and how we have to have these conversations. They include racism in order to be able to, and gender discrimination, we should say, as part of it as well. Certainly that impacts our communities. And what are we going to do about it? Stay with us.
It's time to let you go. It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses, no more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so confused. All along you were the one. Time I never knew. I want you to be
shall go now. All that could have been, I'll always have the memories. She'll always have you. Fate has a way of changing just when you don't want it to. What really matters, you'll miss all the signs. I've spent my life searching for what was always there. Sometimes it will be too late, sometimes it won't be fair.
Time in the studio, but I just wanted to bring this back locally and talk a little bit more. I can't find the article right now, but I will post it sometime soon. I wanted to just talk about a woman in Bridgeton who was fatally shot on her porch Saturday morning, and they were shots fired at 1:30 a.m. She was just standing on her porch, 44-year-old woman with a gunshot wound to her head. She died as a result of her injuries. And this is in Vineland, of course. It's one of the places we said we'd be talking about in this hour. And they are, of course, trying to find a way to prosecute. No one's been arrested as of, you know, right now. And there was also a 9-year-old Bridgeton girl who was killed by a stray bullet that was fired from the area. So this isn't just happening in Newark. It's not just happening in certain towns in New Jersey, but it's throughout New Jersey, and it's certainly related to gangs and gun violence in many, many cases. And we need to continue to have these discussions and try to support our community to come up with better solutions than what's happening now. So thanks for spending the hour with me. I certainly appreciate it. We have someone who's running for senator who will be in the studio with us next week. So we'll be doing a live broadcast next week. Thank you so much for staying with us. And we do have some more live programming that comes on after Hot and Hunterdon. So I hope you stay tuned and enjoy.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, we turn to the news and get ready for the next hour. Just a reminder about those flash floods. Watch the warnings on your phone and be alert and be careful.
You USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered remarks from Fort Drum, New York. Now, after delivering remarks, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act for the next fiscal year.
We will replace aging tanks, aging planes and ships with the most advanced and lethal technology ever developed, and hopefully will be so strong we'll never have to use it. But if we ever did, nobody has a chance.
The search continues for University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts, who went missing over 3 weeks ago. The police held a press conference a short time ago and said they're continuing to follow up on as many leads as they can.
We're looking at all options, all possibilities, and we will continue to do that until we are able to bring back Molly.
Quick look at your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 125 points to close the day at 25,187. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Oil prices sliding down to $67 a barrel led to the national average for a gallon of gasoline drifting slightly downward as well. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Despite being about 50 cents higher than last year at this time, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices were down about a penny a gallon.
Well, another relatively quiet week, the national average tiptoed about a penny lower in last week. The national average fell to $2.85, down from $2.86 a week ago.
Some big swings in the prices of gasoline along the Great Lakes, with Michigan up 11 cents a gallon, but the price was down 9 cents in Ohio. Indiana was down 8 cents.
The labor movement union suffered a major hit to their pocketbooks after the United States Supreme Court ruled that the public sector unions could not force non-members to pay dues. Now, some of those who had already paid dues for years are asking for their money back. This could affect hundreds of thousands of workers, but first they'll have to prove they're entitled to collect old payments. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling